The Agile Toolkit.
I'm your host, Bob Payne. I'm here with Jeff Cheesy Morgan at ADP West Better Software 2012. And thanks for giving a talk in the Agile Development Lab. Much appreciated.
You're welcome.
Always great to see you talk to people. Mm-hmm. And I love the little that I saw as I was like randomly walking around trying to keep everybody happy in the lab.
I can tell you like it. I had to wipe the drool off my keyboard a few times. It's kind of messy, but that's okay.
And earlier I talked to John from Lean Dog as well. And I know that you do, you're like their Uber cucumber engineer. Even though I know you're an amazing software development in other areas, you've kind of been, you've been known for a lot of your cucumber work. And you said you're working on a book, so I'm assuming that is on cucumber, or
it
is that incorrect?
It is on cucumber. So I started some blog entries a few years ago about this, and they became fairly popular. And over time, I've built up some gems and some ideas around how to do this, and had a lot of practical experience doing this with teams.
Right.
I wanted to find a great way to share this with everybody, and it seemed like there was just too much information for a blog. So I started the book a long time ago, a year and a half ago, but it's finally almost ready to go.
Who are you publishing with?
It's going to be self-published. It'll be available on LeanPub.
Okay, so you're doing LeanPub.
Yes, I sure am. So I expect it to be out hopefully next week, if not next week, the week after for sure.
Great. Do you have early reviewers and such?
I do. I took the route of hiring an editor as well. Not very lean, I know. So sorry.
Why?
But it would have been great to get community to help me edit it, but I just don't have enough confidence in my writing ability. So I hired an editor who really punched me around a little bit and taught me how to write things properly, and it took a while. But thanks to him, it's in really good shape. I've had people reading it, giving me some feedback already, and I'm ready to put it out there now.
Yeah, it's interesting. I just heard about LeanPub last week.
Wow.
I don't know how I missed it. But.
Yep.
But boom, there it is.
There it is.
It's a nice platform.
It is.
I'm assuming, are they using Pandoc on the back? Do you have any idea?
I don't know what they're using in the back.
Okay.
You write your book in a markup format, so and it's very easy to use. I've got an Emacs mode set up. It's perfect.
Right. Great. So what, I know that you have a few, gems. So you've got Fig Newton,
Data Magic, Page Object's my most popular gem right now. I just crossed the 14,000 download boundary last week, as a matter of fact. So, that's sort of what I'm known for, I guess, is that gem. And, it's great gem. It helps, folks structure their tests a little bit better, uses a lot of metaprogramming to do a lot of the mundane, tedious sort of things for them. So you end up writing far less code.
And a lot of method generation
stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of that going on.
Metaprogramming,
Yep, sure is.
Cool. So what is your talk on?
So my talk.
As they slam something really loud in the background.
Yes. So my talk is about acceptance test-driven development. But it's going to focus more on how do you write your code so that it stands sort of the test of time. You know, we know the application's going to change. I mean, that's pretty much why most of us are employed, is to change the app. And so how do we change the app and not have our tests fall down and have to spend lots of time constantly refactoring them or updating them? And so it's more focused on the code side of things.
Great.
In fact, I'm going to spend half the time coding live in front of everybody now. That should be great.
Yep. No, that's always good.
What could go wrong with that?
Your hard drive could die.
No. Oh. Don't curse me.
I like to curse. But you knew that.
I knew that.
Well, so when is your, so you think your book, why don't you give a date so that,
Well, I'm expecting it to be out, I'm targeting June 20th or so.
Okay, so probably by the time you hear this podcast, his book will have been out.
Yes.
Possibly for some time.
Yes.
It's a huge back, speaking of not lean, I have a huge backlog of recordings that have not been done.
Okay.
Yeah. So any other thoughts, any other things you're excited about?
Well, So some of the things I'm working on right now is I'm putting together some new gems that are going to help us a lot with test data management. So I'm really honed in on that. At a couple of clients, we set up these really massive grids to run thousands of tests in parallel across multiple browsers. But what we discovered is that if we didn't have a really solid test data management approach,
right,
that the tests were crushing each other. So I'm really trying to tackle that problem. I've got another gem I just started called Pretty Face. It's a much cleaner, nicer report or site that will come out of Cucumber to report information, how the test runs went and such. And I've got some people like Lisa Crispin and Marlena Compton and some others who are in the testing community actually help me collaborate around what they want to see in reports. And so I'm hoping that it'll be well accepted as well.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you very much. Where can they find info about all your stuff?
Cheesyworld.com is my blog.
Excellent.
And everything else is on GitHub.
And it's Cheesy with a Z.
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, Cheesy with a Z. Thank you very much for taking some time. I know you're running off to a talk.
You are very welcome, Bob, with a B.
Thank you very much. The Agile Toolkit Podcast is brought to you by Electroglide. Electroglide is committed to the use of agile methods to solve complex business problems and deliver working, high-quality software to all of our clients. We specialize in agile development, agile project management, agile transformations, and agile training. You can reach Electroglide at electroglide.biz. The Agile Toolkit Podcast is released under a Creative Commons 3.0 license. For more information, call me, Bob Payne, at 202-903-6854 or drop me an email, bob@electroglide.biz. And remember, keep it simple.